Now the contingency plan. The project risk plan balances the investment of the mitigation agent and the benefit for the project. The project team often develops an alternate method for accomplishing the project goal. And when a risk event has been identified, that may frustrate the accomplishment of the goal. Goal cannot be accomplished. These plans are called as a contingency plan. The risk of the truck driver, for example, strike, may be mitigated with the contingency plan that uses a train to transport the needed equipment for the project. Okay, so these are the contingency plan, strike. So in case of the truck driver strike, movement of the goods will be hampered. But at the same time, you should have an alternate plan to deliver or transport your goods by train or any other transport, any other transport mechanism. Okay, so that is the contingency. Okay, if a critical piece of equipment is late, the impact of the schedule can be mitigated by making the changes to the schedule to accommodate the late equipment delivery. Now, let us understand project risk by phases, in a phased manner, phase 1, phase 2, phase 3, like that. And this phase 1, phase 2 is nothing but it starts with the initiation. So, risk associated with the things that can be unknown at initial stage. Okay, more things are unknown at the beginning of the project that everybody is aware of. But risk must be considered in the initiation stage itself and weighed against the potential benefit of the project success in order to decide the project should be chosen. Planning phase, initial phase, we have seen, we have not visualized any risk, but we have to visualize that. Planning phase, once the project is approved and it moves into the planning stage, the risks are identified with each major group of activities. The risk breakdown structure, that is RBS, okay, it can be used to identify increasing level of detailed risk analysis. Once you do that, the next phase will be implementation phase. As a project progresses and more information becomes available for the project team, then the total risk on the project typically reduces as activities are performed without loss. Then this kind of plan, which needs the updated with the new information and the risks checked of that are related to the activities that have been performed. Understanding where the risk occurs, once you come to know that where the risk is occurred on the project, it is an important information for the managing the contingency budget and the managing cash reserve also. Closure phase. During this closure phase, you have to ensure that everything is pakka, that is carried out as per the plan. Now, during the closure phase, agreements for the risk sharing and the risk transfer need to be concluded and the risk breakdown structure examined to be assured all the risk events have been avoided or mitigated. Final estimate of the loss, that also has to be derived. And this risk can be made and recorded as a part of the project document. If Monte Carlo simulation was done, the result can be compared to the predicted result. Now, the project management by using the work breakdown structure. Work breakdown structure. Work breakdown structure is usually too short, and it is a tool project managers which use for the breakdown the projects into manageable pieces. So division, okay, division of activities, that is a work breakdown structure. It is the start of the planning process and is often called the foundation of the project planning. Most project professional what recognizes it is important benefit of the WBS in their outperforming projects without one. What is this WBS then? Work breakdown structure means what? It is nothing but it is a hierarchical decomposition of deliverables which are needed to be complete a project. It breaks the deliverables down into manageable work packages, and that can be scheduled, costed, and have resources and assigned to them. So different units can be doing the similar type of job. So unit 1, unit 2, unit 3, unit 4, like that. So this is the breakdown. All of a sudden, if it doesn't happen in combined together, all the workforce joining together, then there is no other alternative but break the unit into different units and assign them the same responsibility and get the work done. That is work breakdown system. As a rule, the lowest level should be a 2 weeks work package. Another rule commonly known as the creation of the WBS is in 880 rule. What is this 880 rule means? This says no single activity should be less than 8 hours, and the activity should not be more than 80 hours. So the work should be completed in that 8 hours to 80 hours time period. So WBS is deliverable based, meaning that product or service the customer will get when the project is finished. And there is another tool which is called as the product breakdown structure, PBS, which comes before the WBS and breaks the project down into outputs, that is products which is needed to complete in the project. Now, why to create the WBS, work breakdown structure? Why it is required? Because it provides the solid foundation for the planning and scheduling, breaks down the project into manageable work packages. It provides the way to estimate the project cost accurately. It makes sure that no important deliverables are forgotten or left out. It helps the project manager to allocate the resources which is required properly. It provides the proven and respectable approach to the planning and the project, and provides an ideal tool for the team brainstorming and the promoting of the team cohesion. This is why the WBS is required. When WBS is created, what is the input? Input to be provided for the work breakdown system is, first one, project scope statement. Invariably, you have to give to each unit. Okay, so detailed description of the project deliverables and work needed to be created by them must be given. Number one. Number two, statement of requirement. During this time period, what you have to do, that you have to document, and this document detailing the business need for the project and also what will be the deliverable details, that has to be given. Then organization process assets. It means the organization's policies, procedure, guideline, template, then plans, lessons, whatever it may be. As far as organization is concerned, that has to be given. These items give you and your team all the information needed to create a work breakdown system, and you will also need a work breakdown template. WBS output, input you have provided. Now, output, how you will get? Output is consisting of the deliverable which are based on decomposed or decomposition position of the total project scope, that is work breakdown structure. Okay, then it is a dictionary, WBS dictionary, accompanying the document which describe each and every WBS statement, work breakdown system element. Everything is defined. So scope baseline consists of the project scope, its project statement, then WBS and WBS directory, and project documentation update, which changes the addition to the project documentation. How to create this WBS, work breakdown system, how you will create? WBS is easy to create. Understanding the aim and objective of the project. Arrange a meeting where the project team is breaks down and the deliverables needed to complete the project creation and the best done and the team execution. Then WBS can be expressed in two forms, either in tabular form or in the graphical form. The tabular form and the graphical form. Breakdown of each second delivery, each second level deliverables until you reach to the work package of not less than 2 weeks. So you might also consider 8/80 formula or structure rule at this point. It is up to the team how each item is broken down, and there are no rules that define this. And this will be reflected in the style of the team creating the WBS. It is very important to note that the activities and the tasks are not included in the WBS. And these are planned out from the work package letter. Your work breakdown structure should also contain a complete project scope, which including the project management work packages, cost of each work and package, and arrive at an accurate cost of the project. Transfer the WBS output into the project schedule. Typically, Gantt chart, that is Microsoft Gantt chart, is also used along with the WBS, that is work breakdown system. Expand the work package with the activities and the task which is needed to complete the day. The Gantt chart is used to track the progress across the time of the work package identified in your WBS. WBS does not have that functionality. That is why Gantt chart is very much required. These are some of the work breakdown structures, WBS, which is available in Microsoft Gantt. Okay, so this is just for understanding how it look and feel only. I'm giving it not for the discussion or not for remembrance by any one of you. Okay, only the last aspect what I am telling you is the why project fit. Despite all this risk management, everything you have done, still there are chances of failure of the project. I have jotted down around 27 reasons why the project fails. 27 reasons why the project fails. Starting from this undefined objective and goal. Undefined objective and goal. Poor management. Lack of management commitment. Lack of solid project plan. Lack of user input. Several are there. Lack of organizational support, centralized proactive management initiative to combat the project risk, enterprise management of the budget resources, and it provides the universal template and documentation, poorly defined roles and responsibilities, as well as inadequate and vague requirement, then stakeholder conflict, name of the weakness, unrealistic and time frame, and the task which is provided to the people, followed by competing the priorities, poor communication, insufficient resources, business policies, overruns and the schedule and cost, estimation of the cost and schedule, schedules are erroneous, lack of prioritization of the project portfolio management, scope creep, and thereafter no change which controls the process, meeting end user expectation, meeting end user prescription, ignoring the project warning signs, inadequate testing process, and the bad decision. These are some of the, this list is not exhaustive, but it is, for the time being, 27 reasons or 27 reasons why I mentioned here to understand by you why the project fails. These are some of the reasons. Any one of these will definitely, project will be getting failed or it is delayed or it cannot come up. Okay. In a perfect world, every project would be on time and within the budget. But in reality, project do fails. The true success may be evaluated by two things, three things. Budget and schedule are met, and one should ask, did the project deliver the results? Whether the quality is expected? When the project starts showing the sign of stress and failures, the proper manager must recognize a warning sign of the tech decisions. It is a project manager's responsibility to correct the listing. Project managers can also use his personal work skill of communication, management, leadership, conflict resolution, and the diplomacy to take the corrective actions. During this course of managing a project, the project manager must monitor the activities and distractions from any source of the direction. With this, we have completed our discussion on the project planning and risk management and risk mitigation. Thank you very much.